This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 26. Redefining Kingdom. Our reading comes from John chapter 18. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." "You are a king then," Pilate exclaims. He thinks he has an aha, gotcha moment. Pilate knows what to do with would-be kings. Squash them like bugs in order to keep the peace. He's done it many times before with various upstarts and revolutionaries. But Jesus' reply is intriguing. "You say that I am a king." Jesus doesn't refuse the title. Instead, he reorients and redefines it. He refuses to be pinned down by mistaken notions of his kingship and kingdom. This isn't what Pilate is accustomed to, so it leaves him questioning the very nature of truth. Jesus gives one clear piece of evidence, showing that his kingdom is different. He offers no resistance to arrest. Every chief, prime minister, sultan, and national chairman has an elite bodyguard. Presidential palaces are heavily defended. Even the Pope has a bulletproof car. But at his arrest, Jesus asks no one to protect him. As Jesus himself shows, his kingdom is different: nonviolent, submissive, even self-sacrificing. This sounds almost like an anti-kingdom, except that it is the real thing, and it reveals that all other kingdoms are merely imposters. This is no ordinary kingdom, because this is no ordinary king. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, give us your life from above, that we may grasp and follow the ways of your seemingly upside down, yet surprisingly right side up kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.